Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez and Mean Mug, the intern, all here, well, here for you today. Every other day we're here for ourselves, but today it's for you, the listener.
Every day I'm here for myself.
And right now,
it's just a paycheck.
The captain, Matt Beasler, joins us. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Doing all right, Stephen. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. So there's a wind advisory, and we're looking outside. All hell's breaking loose out here. There's like 45 mile per hour wind gusts that are expected this morning, and it ain't easy to drive in this stuff. So I'm just wondering how do you think this is going to affect practice as you're heading into to practice today with Sporting Kansas City?
Yeah, wind is not very fun. It's I put you guys on speakerphone, so. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay, because it's a two hands on the wheel day.
That's right.
The wind.
That's exactly right.
I'm driving into practice right now, so apologies if the sound isn't quite right. You guys are on speaker because trying to be a safe driver out here.
No, we can hear you but, just fine. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I mean, practice. It's just something that we have to deal with, and we're kind of used to it. You know, being here in Kansas City. But yeah, you just. You got to get on with it and then make the most out of it. Some of the games that we play are windy like this, and so hopefully we'll be better prepared than the other team.
Matt Beasler is our guest. All right, Matt, let's talk about Sunday night. I know that's not the result you were looking for, but we were discussing the game yesterday, and both Nate and Jake believe that that's one of the best teams in MLS, maybe as good or better than Toronto. So we know that NYCFC is very, very good. But as far as where you guys are coming from, how much can be chalked up to a bunch of new pieces just trying to come together, and it's just not going to gel, it's just not going to come together like it will later on? We're not going to see that finished product the first couple of matches, and as the season goes along, the team will come together and be a lot better. I know you're not looking for any excuses, but... how much of the performance can you chalk up to that?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of it, but there's a bunch of different factors. I think the biggest one is we just didn't play very well, especially in the first half. You know, I think we picked it up a little bit in the second half, but by then the damage was done a little bit there. And so, yeah, you got to look at a bunch of different things. You know, we weren't very sharp with our passes. We had a lot of turnovers, and as we've talked on this show before, that's one of the keys to our team is we're usually very good in possession, and the times that we get in trouble are times where we aren't good with the ball, and the other team's able to turn us over in bad areas of the field, and then that causes us to not be in very good positions defensively, and it causes us to scramble as a team. And so I think you saw a little bit of that in the first half of us just, for whatever reason, you know, whether it was just not being sharp or being a little bit nervous or just trying to do too much with the ball instead of playing simple, it caused us to kind of speed up and get a little bit out of our game. And like you said, you know, you have to give the credit to New York. They definitely are one of the best teams in the league, but, you know, we consider ourselves one of the best teams in the league too. And so, that's not an excuse. I mean, it was a good early test for us, and clearly we need to play better, and clearly we need to improve on some things too.
Well, if you want some good news, Sporting Kansas City fans, Ivis Galarsep tweeted out yesterday that the last four teams that won MLS Cup were held scoreless in their opening game that year. So we're on track there, but it does show that, look, we make a lot. It's just like opening day in Major League Baseball. Maybe we overanalyze the first game of the year because it's all we have to go off of. But you guys have a long season ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean that's the tough thing. It's disappointing to start out like that because you visualize that night and you play it over in your head so many times about how you think it's going to go, and it goes the complete opposite way. And so it's just something you don't plan for. You know, you want to play well on your first game, and you want to score a bunch of goals for your fans and get a shutout, and you want all the new guys to have great debuts and score goals and celebrate with the fans afterwards. And, you know, you have a day off the next day. You get to enjoy it with your family. And so all these things you play out through your head, and it doesn't go quite to plan. But that's sports, right? I mean, that's why you play the game, and sports are unpredictable like that. And so, you know, we play the same game tonight against the same team, same conditions, and we could go out and just play 10 times better, and we could win 3-0, and now everybody's talking about us going 34-0 and being the best team in the league. And it's funny how sometimes, you know, things happen like that. We have to do our best not to get caught up too much in the raw emotion of the first game, because, like I said, right now it's just disappointing, and, you know, there's going to be some overreactions, and that's just like the human element of losing. Losing is it's no fun for anybody. And so we got to make sure that, you know, we push this game away. Clearly it wasn't good enough. We all know that. And we got to keep going, and we got to get ready for the next one.
You mentioned the new guys again. Look, you had a couple of weeks to work with them in training camp, but it is different playing in a real live game that matters compared to preseason friendlies and all that. Was there anything that you learned about some of those guys that maybe you didn't already know, just in terms of the way they play or the way you guys all work together?
It's tough. Not really. We've played enough, you know, over the last month that you're starting to see some of the guys' tendencies. You know, you just never know what's going to happen. You think that you have an idea of how everything's going to work, but until you actually play that first game that means something, you really don't know how it's going to work out. And so we were a bit off with just our rhythm with the ball. You know, I think we were a little late on some of our reactions. It was like, you know, a guy would get the ball in a – doesn't matter what area of the field, but a guy would get the ball, and New York did a great job of pressuring the ball, and it was like the guys around the ball were a bit late in reacting to try and get open, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it was like we knew we were supposed to do it, but it was almost too late. By the time New York had put pressure on the ball, it was like the light switch went off in our heads. It was like, oh shoot, yeah, I'm supposed to move, and I'm supposed to get open here. And we were just a little bit late on that, and you know, it was a snowball effect, and so that stuff's going to get better. I promise. We're going to work on it. The timing of everything, the rhythm, the, you know, defensively our pressure. You know, I think it was just a little bit off, and again, you have to give credit to New York because they were able to play through it. But all that stuff, it needs to get a little bit better, and it will.
Okay, so now you guys get ready to take on the Chicago Fire. They finished in third place in the East last year. You just played the team New York that finished in second place in the East last year. But in a scheduling quirk, now that there's an odd number of teams in the league, the Fire did not play in week one, so this is going to be their season opener. And meanwhile, you guys will have had a second game. I feel like you could look at it two ways. On the one hand, you've had a game now to identify some of the things you guys need to work on and go back and reevaluate and one more game to kind of have that cohesion build while they're going to be having their first game. But they've got to watch you on film now for a game where you didn't get to watch them play a real game yet. Where does the advantage go when it comes to, would you rather be the team that hasn't played yet or the team that's already got a game under your belt?
You could debate that. I think it's an interesting debate, you know, which side you want to take. There's a big advantage of playing at home. I mean, going on the road in this league is tough, so that part of it is a disadvantage that we all know. But I can tell you that the way we're going to be looking at it is there is an advantage, and that's having already played a game. It's hard to explain, you know, what that first game is like. If you look at our game, it looked like we were a bit nervy, like I said. That happens sometimes in first games, and so we've got that first one out of the way. Now we can go and just play. And I think we're going to try and use that to our advantage. I think there's definitely pressure on the home team that first game. It showed, you know, when we played. I think the last couple of years for us, we've started on the road. And I think if you ask any guy in our locker room, this may sound crazy, but I think every guy would prefer starting on the road just because you want to just get that first game out of the way, and there's just so much pressure on the home team to win that first home game. And so I don't know what happened this year. I feel like the last couple of years we have started on the road. And so whatever, you know, whoever made the schedule decided to change it up this year. So we had to deal with that. But, yeah, Chicago's going to be facing the same thing. They're going to have pressure to perform in front of their fans. And so we've got to go in kind of as that underdog role, just like New York City did to us. And, you know, we've got to kind of focus on ourselves and making sure that we play better.
Okay, so for some of the players that this is their first year with Sporting Kansas City, and you mentioned the pressure of playing at home and, you know, all the hoopla and everything around nationally televised game and the season opener. And you're the captain. You're one of the leaders. Is that something that you addressed before the match? Is that something that you saw that maybe some of the new guys or some of the younger guys that haven't experienced that atmosphere, did they press? Did it affect them? What were some of your observations maybe leading up and then after the fact now that you have a chance to look back?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough subject. You know, we talk about it a lot. The weeks leading up to the game, we talk about how big of a home field advantage we have and how great our fans are. And, you know, we try and, you know, give certain expectations and what it's going to be like. But until you actually do it and experience it for yourself, there's no real way to prepare yourself. And so we have that out of the way. I mean, it was the atmosphere was just incredible. It was one of the loudest, I believe, chants that I've ever heard in the stadium. And so it's disappointing we didn't take advantage because the place was just ready to erupt. And so, you know, it was kind of fun to see some of the new guys' faces there, like right before kickoff, because you could tell that they were looking around like, wow, like these guys were right. You know, they were talking about how cool of a place this is and how amazing stadium and the fans and all the stuff, and like, they were right. And so it's disappointing we didn't take advantage of it. But all of our new guys, they're smart players. They played in different leagues around the world. And so I think it was great just to get that experience out of the way, and now we can move forward.
One more thought about Chicago as you get ready for this game, 5 o'clock on Saturday. You can listen to it on our sister station, 94.5 FM, and you can watch it on Fox Sports Kansas City as well. Chicago has the reigning Golden Boot winner, the man who led all of MLS in goals last year, Nemanja Nikolic. Tell me, as a center back, you and Ike Opara, he's a guy you've got to keep an eye on. What makes him such a great goal scorer, and what's the biggest challenge for you guys in trying to keep him held down on Saturday?
He's what you consider a poacher. He's a guy that could not touch the ball for 85 minutes of the game, and there's 5 minutes left, and all of a sudden he shows up unmarked at the back post, and he just reads where the ball is going to drop, and he pokes it in, and all of a sudden he has an amazing game, and he's the hero because he scored that one goal. So, you know, it's a skill that you have. You just, his anticipation of knowing where the ball is going to be or where the space might be, and then obviously he's a good finisher. So he's a guy that you always have to keep an eye on. It doesn't matter how many touches he's getting or whether or not you feel like he's having a good game. He's always a guy that can poach in front of the goal. And so, yeah, it's not just one guy's job. It's going to be, you know, four or five different guys, whoever he's around, to always make sure you know where he's at.
Hey, Matt, before we let you go, I want to tell all of our listeners about the program that you're involved in again this year. We told our listeners a lot about it last year, the Blue KC Sporting Samaritans program. And I know you guys already honored your first winner, Brooke Weens, at the first game. Tell me about your involvement with this program again this year.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it the last couple years. It's gotten better each year, so I think this is going to be the third season that we do it. It's just getting better every year. It's really fun for both Sporting and Blue Cross Blue KC to honor these people. We look at teachers and students that make Kansas City a better place. I think last year we honored 7 or 8 people, and we got to take them to a Sporting Kansas City game. They spoil them when they come. I know that they give them a behind-the-scenes tour. So it's a lot of fun for these honorees. We were able to make a couple school visits to some of these teachers and coaches' schools, which was a lot of fun. We're hoping to do a couple of those this year. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. Congrats to Brooke. She was our first honoree this year. And so, yeah, it's just a good program, and hopefully we can continue to honor some of the teachers and coaches again this season.
And if you know a teacher or a student who makes Kansas City a better place to live, work, and play, you can nominate them. And by the way, if you nominate the winner, you get tickets as well. So you might as well go online to do it as a Blue KC Sporting Samaritan. Just go online to sportingkc.com/BlueKC. That's sportingkc.com/BlueKC, and you can you can nominate somebody that you think makes Kansas City a better place.
Matt, thank you for the time, man. We appreciate it.
All right. See you guys. Have a good week.
That is Matt Beasley heading to practice, a very windy practice. Wind gusts expected of up to 45 miles per hour. Wind advisory in Kansas City.
My youth soccer team has canceled practice today because of the wind.
Who made that call?
My buddy Kyle, our head coach.
All right, Kyle. Do you agree with that call?
I mean, it's pretty rough out there. I don't know how much work you can get done with a 45-mile-per-hour wind.
Jake, your thoughts. You're
sounds like a typical Rockers guy's decision.
Wow.
Ooh, boy.
That's Jake. Cut.
I'm just saying. I'm,
you hear that,
was that
Kyle?
Rockers High School or Rockers College?
High school. The Hawklets.
Boy, going right after
it's too windy. Can't play soccer in this.
Let me go ahead and follow up.
Well, I met a listener at the Sporting Kansas City launch party last week who wanted me to know that his son goes to Tonganoxie High, and they apparently were able to play St. Thomas Aquinas to a draw this year.
Yeah. Tonganoxie, baby!
Yeah.
Put him to a draw on a middle school terrible soccer field. So.
Oh, all of a sudden the conditions
now.
Do matter.
Wait a minute.
The conditions do matter.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Steven?
Go on, finish your thought before I say anything.
This is a tie game. It's not like they won.
You got to look down at another list of excuses you got over there? What do you got?
No, I'm glad you see.
Now that's
you,
abusive.
I'm glad to see you sticking up for Rockers. It's mighty big of you.
You love it, so you're a Rockers guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've had several cousins kicked out of Rockhurst, so I'm...
Well, we name names.
I'm loyal.
At least they got a lot far enough along to get in there.
Yeah, they got in. I mean, right. You know, they attended Rockhurst briefly.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and I take jokingly jabs that I have a lot of respect for Chris Lawson and Rockhurst program.
My cousin John, I think he will boast that he was kicked out of Rockhurst really almost before he even got in.
Well, good for him.
We got a great painting of his on the wall over there.
Talent.
The Player of the Year award in Rockhurst High School football is the Bucati Award. Not named after me, shockingly.
You sure?
Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. But I've had some cousins go to Rockhurst. I'm a pro Rockhurst guy. I've had some cousins go to Aquinas as well.
Your wife went there.
My wife did go to Aquinas.
So, yeah, keep dogging on your wife's alma mater.
I had a bunch of cousins that went to Leavenworth, so I guess I'm a pro Leavenworth guy. I don't know. They didn't play soccer, but I think there was maybe some softball, perhaps. I don't know what else is involved, but we'll
There's
take a
all
break.
Kinds of athletics there.
Hey,
didn't
you
have a relative that broke a leg playing softball there, didn't you?
My dad broke his
Minnesota,
wrist.
Right?
That happened in Yankton, South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota.
Which was a lovely campus.
Tropical.
And he was sliding into second base to break up a double play. Broke up the double play, also broke up his wrist. And then he was transferred to Springfield to get the surgery.
The infirmary.
Right, wow.
Springfield.
Right. Hey, gave me a chance to drive around and learn about the Midwest.
There you go.
Rochester, Minnesota, Waseca, Minnesota, like I said, Yankton, South Dakota, Springfield, Leavenworth, Lansing. A lot of wonderful towns that I've had a chance to visit and really figure things out for myself. Back after this on WHB.